Isn't it amazing how easy it seems to be for our federal government to do something to send a message to the Russians by getting rid of Russian diplomats quickly and effortlessly when we want to, but how hard it is to send Canadians a message that we are being protected by getting rid of bad people that have been deemed not worthy of staying in this country and ordered out, but who are still here and thumbing their noses at the system. Canada is removing 4 Russian diplomats to express displeasure with the Russian government. Our security agencies are said to be quite happy to get rid of any of the Russians they've been tracking and whom they have a file on in terms of being up to no good. They are given a deadline, and it will be checked to see that they went to the airport, got on a plane, and out of town. However, I saw a story recently about people who were at first immigrants or refugees to our country, but who now have a file on them and have had criminal charges against them and have been ordered out, but they're still here, months if not years later. For some legal gobbledygook reasons, they can't be marched down to the airport and given their deserving one-way tickets. Our system sometimes works in strange and mysterious ways that are difficult for an average guy like me to figure out. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.
Coffee Talk scripts and audio are available at cjwwradio.com.